This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Sling TV has something for everyone. It really just depends on your mood. Enjoy live sports, news, today's hottest shows, and more. Plus, you can explore thousands of movies and shows on demand. And getting Sling is easy. Sign up and start watching in just 5 minutes. Stream on any device and record up to 50 hours with included DVR space. Plus, you won't get locked into a long-term contract. Check out Sling.com for special offers. Sling, the TV you love for a price you'll love. Try it today.
Section that's got no embargo, followed by a 15-minute embargoed section. No live tweeting during the broadcast section. As always, we'll start with team news from Sky and then ask for a maximum of 2 questions per journalist to get through as many as we can in 30 minutes. Michael.
Hey.
Yeah, but we have to wait tomorrow and to check some players because they return from the national team with some physical problem, and tomorrow will be very important, the last training session, to understand the players that we can count. Yeah, at the moment we have to wait. I think that we have to take the good part, no, of the situation, and Ricci played with the national team, scored goals, and then I think what happened is incredible. It's incredible because in 2022 to be witness of this type of situation is embarrassing for everybody, and for sure I hope these people to be banned from football for the rest of their life. But then is a situation very very disappointing. Also to make a comment, no, about this, and I want to take the best part of the game from Ricci, and he scored two goals, 3 goals, and he enjoyed to play with Brazil.
He says a few knocks, and obviously this is such a big game, Arsenal v Tottenham, huge rivalry. A number of Arsenal players weren't selected by their national teams, and some stayed at home. Of course, a number of players you're checking on. Do you think that maybe give Arsenal an advantage ahead of such a big game? It's a very quick turnaround.
Yeah, but it's difficult to tell something about this, and for sure I have seen that many clubs are having big problems with with players that played these two games, and for sure Tottenham is one of these clubs. Then you know very well there is only one month and a half to start the World Cup, and you have to understand also the national team and the players, and they want to, this was the last game to show, no, they deserve to play the World Cup. Also for the coach was the last period to call the players and to understand before to call the 2023 players for the World Cup. Yeah, but for sure, and to play so many games and before of the international break, and then now again to play 13 games, 43 days, is crazy. It's crazy, and for sure we had to face with injuries. And I always say to you that in this period you understand which are the squad really competitive. In this period, because when you go to play every 3 days, you have to face injuries, you have to face players tired, and then this is the moment that you understand which are the title contenders, the team that are competitive to play for Champions League, for the best position.
For Charlie.
Hi.
But you know very well that this the at 8 games that we are going to play. We have just started this league. For sure, Arsenal had a fantastic start. They lost only one game against United, and then they are showing to be a really good team. I think that in the summer they made a good sign for them. And improve the team. That don't forget last season, in the last three games they were 4 points up than us. It means that we are talking about a really good team. That in the last season we did a really good job to overcome them in the last three games. But at the same time, I know the quality of this team. I know that they are working with Arteta for many years. They are really well organized. Arteta, I said last season that for me is a really good coach. He's young, but he can have in front of him a great career. We know that Arsenal is one of the six teams that try to take the best position in Premier League. Yeah, but Son is one of the three players that they have the task to take set pieces. Yeah, but we have him, we have Harry and Eric Dier. Yeah, and for sure now he's in great confidence because he scored. And but already before was one of these three players. That can take the set pieces.
Ian?
Antonio, you described in your words the schedule as crazy that you face now between now and the World Cup. As a club manager and an experienced club manager, a successful club manager, should this be the last time the World Cup is played in the winter? We have these crazy schedules.
For sure, this decision was a different decision compared last World Cup, because you know very well the World Cup. We are used to play the World Cup during the summer, at the end of the season, when the players and and also the coach, the manager, they have the possibility to work 2 weeks, 3 weeks with the players, no? Instead, in this World Cup, is, in my opinion, very difficult also for the coach, because they finish to play on Sunday, and they start to play the first game World Cup after 1 week. It means that you don't have the possibility to work, you don't have the possibility to organize, no? To work with your players. A lot of difficulty, but you know very well, and a lot of time in football, business are before of the sport. I think in this case, this is the reason, because World Cup is playing in winter.
And one Premier League manager earlier in the season, actually before it started, said that already he could see the players at his club were looking ahead to playing in the World Cup. They were gearing their performances towards playing in the World Cup. Is that a worry for you now? We're 50-odd days out, but with every week that goes by, a lot of your players' focus might move slightly away from Spurs and slightly to more what's going to come as the weeks go towards the World Cup.
Yeah, but you know that this is the first time that we are facing this type of situation, and you can make me many questions, no, about this. But in this moment, I'm not able to answer you, because this is the first time that we are living this situation that worked up during the league. And I think we have to discover what happened in this period and after the World Cup. And honestly, we are not prepared, because it is the first time for everybody. And for this reason, we are trying also to understand during the World Cup which is the best solution. The time that you have to give your players to rest, and then if it's better to go abroad to work in another place or to stay here. You don't know when your players are coming back after the World Cup. Many questions that only the time can solve the situation. But for sure, there is a lot of curiosity, to face this situation, and this is the first time for everybody, and for this reason I don't think someone has an advantage and another not. We are all in the same situations.
Okay, George, and then finish with Alistair, please.
Antonio, hey. A lot of Tottenham fans are worried that you keep being linked with a job in Juventus. I just wondered what you'd like to say to them.
No, but this is, this is it's incredible that in this period, and I think this is disrespectful for the coach that work in Juventus, and was disrespectful for me that I'm working for Tottenham. I think this. We have just started the season. Many times I spoke about this topic, and I always said to you that I'm happy and I'm enjoying my time with Tottenham. And then we have the whole season. We have the whole season, and to find the best solution for the club, for me, and for sure I'm enjoying the time in Tottenham, to work for Tottenham, to work with this player. I have a great relationship with the owner, with Paratici, and I don't see problems for the future. Now it's important to be focused, and we signed a contract because the both parts agreed to sign this contract, and for this reason I don't see problem this moment, and I don't want in the future to listen someone to speak about this, because I repeat, this is disrespectful. First of all, for another coach, and also for me.
Just one on Arsenal. They did a documentary on Amazon last year. I just wondered if you've watched it and what you made of it. Have you watched the Arsenal Amazon documentary at all?
But yeah, to be honest, and I didn't finish to watch because. For sure in the future I'll finish to watch this documentary, and I did the same for Tottenham, and I did the same for Manchester City, I did the same for Juventus, because I'm really curious, and to understand, no, the way also to manage the situation for the coach. And I think it was really, really interesting, this documentary. But Arsenal documentary, I started to watch. I didn't finish. For sure in the future, I'll finish. And I think this is positive, because this documentary shows behind the scenes. No, sometimes I think is positive, and to bring sometimes out of our world.
I think you're right, Andy.
Yeah.
No. You know what happens.
Yeah. I watched that episode.
Obviously, it sounds like there's quite a few little injury problems.
Yeah.
Is there anyone?
But honestly, I don't want, no, I don't want to speak about the injury, because I don't want to give advantage at Arsenal. Yeah, but for sure we have to face some problems, some physical problems, and we have to know also that we have just start to play the first game in a run that we have to play 13 games in 3 days. And for sure we have to try to make the best solution, and to try don't take big risk, because if we have to take big risk and to risk to lose player for the rest of the games, it will be a disaster, because I repeat, to play with 3 games, I need to count about the whole squad, and we'll try also with the players to make the best decision.
I'm just asking, against Leicester towards the end, you were on, used Basuma in the midfield three, and he seemed to have a good performance. Are you tempted at all to have a midfield three against Arsenal, bearing in mind that's how they play, matching up with it?
But yeah, for sure can be a good option, because we have midfielders that they are good also to play with the three midfielders, and Bissouma when he came in against Leicester played well, and he was really good integrated with Pierre and Betancourt and Rodrigo. Yeah. This could be an option, and not only for tomorrow, but also for the future. Because if we need to give rest to our players, especially when you have this type of situation, when happened that Kulusevski has this injury, can be an option.
Okay, we'll end the broadcast section there, move on to the embargoed section, starting with the 12 p.m. embargo for the Standard for tomorrow. Dan?
Hi, Antonio.
Hey.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Wake up with a little splash of sweetness. Get any size iced coffee from caramel to hazelnut to French vanilla for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.